I don't know why or if I'm part of the big center of the bell curve or not, but I love the idea of offer sheets, and it just never seems to happen. And yet you've noted, amongst others, that there seems to be some industry buzz that maybe Matthews and even others could be targeted if they're still unsigned by July 1. Just maybe extrapolate on that thought for us.
Well, there's a lot of really good players who are going to be up this year and may not be signed. They may be signed, they may not be signed. And obviously in Toronto, there's Matthews and Marner. In your city, there's Tkachuk. In Tampa Bay, there's Braden Point. In Winnipeg, there's Laine. You know, there's Besser in Vancouver. There's a lot of good players out there. And it's getting harder to find really good players, especially at free agency. How many of those guys go to UFA like John Tavares did? And so, you know, I think there's a lot of talk about it. Now, you actually have to get there. I find it hard to believe that Toronto's going to let Matthews get there, and Winnipeg's going to let Laine get there, and Tampa's going to let Point get there, and even Calgary's going to let Tkachuk get there, but you don't know. And I think that, you know, one of the things that we've kind of seen here is that Toronto was in a position where they want to win. They feel they have a chance to win, and they made the decision that they were going to sign Nylander. And some of these agents are going to look at it and they're going to say, okay, Toronto was around six to start with, and Nylander got to seven. And, you know, you made an extra $1 million by waiting. Now, Toronto will look at it and say, look, this guy was at 8.5 and we got him down to seven, so maybe we were ahead. I mean, you can spin these things all sorts of different ways. But the agents are going to look at it and say, he got $1 million higher than what Toronto wanted to do by waiting. So we're going to wait and we're going to see what's out there. You lose control of the situation. Maybe you get a bit of a different salary structure too. Remember with Nashville and Shea Weber, Philly was willing to do all the bonuses that Nashville wasn't willing to do. And I think there's the other thing too is, are we going to see teams, you know, San Jose has done this before. They did it with Nicholas Hjalmarsson. They gave him an offer sheet and then it got them Antti Niemi, who was a good goalie for them for a long time. So I think that you look at all these situations and there's different ways of kind of evaluating how they could be used. Will they be used in a predatory way? Will guys honestly think they're going to get the player? Are you thinking you're going to steal a player from Toronto? Or because you're not, they can match any offer. But are you just going to try to hurt them a little bit? So I think all these situations are kind of in play. But I do think if some of these guys get to July 1st, we're going to see offer sheet possibilities on them. And what's more important is that other teams are telling them that there's going to be offer sheet possibilities so they can screw up your situation. Doesn't mean they're going to happen, but it does mean you can screw up their salary situation.
I would think that means agents have a ton of leverage in a spot where normally teams would be happy to wait a bit. Is that a fair assessment? Like if you're the agent for Austin Matthews, I'd be aiming north of 12 and a half, wouldn't you?
I think that's a consideration. Absolutely. I think that's all part of it. But, you know, I think one of the things that happened in the Nylander situation was there was no offer sheet. But I think there were teams, you know, screwing around with Toronto by saying, you know, hey, we'll pay him seven, we'll pay him 7.5. And I think that was all part of it. And, you know, I think Toronto's well aware of that, but it's, you know, it's a tough business. Toronto's a contender. You probably want to screw around with them a little bit. Maybe you don't like them, whatever the case, all's fair in love and war. And I'm sure Toronto's looking at this and saying, okay, we know who did what and we're going to remember.